Chapter 40. The prophet sees, in a vision, the rebuilding of the temple, the dimensions of several parts thereof. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, the 10th day of the month, the 14th year after the city was destroyed, in the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me thither. In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel, and set me upon a very high mountain, upon which there was as the building of a city bending towards the south. And he brought me in thither, and behold, a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed in his hand, and he stood in the gate. And this man said to me, Son of man, see with thy eyes, and hear with thy ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee. For thou art brought hither, and they may be shown to thee. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. And behold, there was a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits, and a handbreadth. And he measured the breadth of the building 1 reed, and the height 1 reed. And he came to the gate that looked toward the east, and he went up the steps thereof, and he measured the breadth of the threshold of the gate 1 reed, that is, 1 threshold was 1 reed broad. And every little chamber was 1 reed long, and 1 reed broad, and between the little chambers were 5 cubits. And the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. And he measured the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and the front thereof 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate was inward. And the little chambers of the gate that looked eastward were 3 on this side, and 3 on that side. All 3 were of 1 measure, and the fronts of 1 measure on both parts. And he measured the breadth of the threshold of the gate 10 cubits, and the length of the gate 13 cubits, and the border before the little chambers 1 cubit, and 1 cubit was the border on both sides, and the little chambers were 6 cubits on this side and that side. And he measured the gate from the roof of 1 little chamber to the roof of another, in breadth 25 cubits, door against door. He made also fronts of 60 cubits, and to the front the court of the gate on every side round about. And before the face of the gate, which reached even to the face of the porch of the inner gate, 50 cubits, and slanting windows in the little chambers, and in their fronts, which were within the gates on every side round about. And in like manner there were also in the porches windows round about within, and before the fronts the representation of palm trees. And he brought me into the outward court, and behold, there were chambers, and a pavement of stone in the court round about. 30 chambers encompassed the pavement. And the pavement in the front of the gates, according to the length of the gates, was lower. And he measured the breadth from the face of the lower gate to the front of the inner court without, 100 cubits to the east and to the north. He measured also both the length and the breadth of the gate of the outward court, which looked northward, and the little chambers thereof, 3 on this side and 3 on that side, and the front thereof, and the porch thereof, according to the measure of the former gate, 50 cubits long and 25 cubits broad. And the windows thereof, and the porch, and the gravings according to the measure of the gate that looked to the east, and they went up to it by 7 steps, and a porch was before it. And the gate of the inner court was over against the gate of the north, and that of the east. And he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. And he brought me out to the way of the south, and behold, the gate that looked to the south, and he measured the front thereof, and the porch thereof, according to the former measures, and the windows thereof, and the porches round about, as the other windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, and a porch before the doors thereof. And there were graven palm trees, 1 on this side, and another on that side, in the front thereof. And there was a gate of the inner court towards the south, and he measured from gate to gate towards the south 100 cubits. And he brought me into the inner court at the south gate, and he measured the gate according to the former measures, the little chamber thereof, and the front thereof, and the porch thereof with the same measures, and the windows thereof, and the porch thereof round about. It was 50 cubits in length, and 25 cubits in breadth. And the porch round about was 25 cubits long and 5 cubits broad, and the porch thereof to the outward court, and the palm trees thereof in the front, and there were 8 steps to go up to it. And he brought me into the inner court by the way of the east, and he measured the gate according to the former measures, the little chamber thereof, and the front thereof, and the porch thereof as before, and the windows thereof, and the porches thereof. Round about it was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And the porch thereof, that is, of the outward court, and the graven palm trees in the front thereof on this side and on that side. And the going up thereof was by 8 steps. And he brought me into the gate that looked to the north. And he measured according to the former measures, the little chamber thereof, and the front thereof, and the porch thereof, and the windows thereof round about it, was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And the porch thereof looked to the outward court, and the graving of palm trees in the front thereof was on this side and on that side, and the going up to it was by 8 steps. And at every chamber was a door in the forefronts of the gates. There they washed the holocaust. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side and 2 tables on that side, that the holocaust and the sin offering and the trespass offering might be slain thereon. And on the outward side, which goeth up to the entry of the gate that looketh toward the north, were 2 tables, and at the other side, before the porch of the gate, were 2 tables. 4 tables were on this side, and 4 tables on that side. At the sides of the gate were 8 tables, upon which they slew the victims. And the 4 tables for the holocausts were made of square stones, 1 cubit and a half long, and 1 cubit and a half broad, and 1 cubit high, to lay the vessels upon in which the holocaust and the victim is slain. And the borders of them were of 1 handbreadth, turned inwards round about, and upon the tables was the flesh of the offering. And without the inner gate were the chambers of the singing men in the inner court, which was on the side of the gate that looketh to the north. And their prospect was towards the south, one at the side of the east gate, which looketh towards the north. And he said to me, This chamber which looketh toward the south shall be for the priests that watch in the wards of the temple. But the chamber that looketh towards the north shall be for the priests that watch over the ministry of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who among the sons of Levi come near to the Lord to minister to him. And he measured the court 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad foursquare, and the altar that was before the face of the temple. And he brought me into the porch of the temple, and he measured the porch 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side, and the breadth of the gate 3 cubits on this side, and 3 cubits on that side. And the length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the breadth 11 cubits, and there were 8 steps to go up to it, and there were pillars in the fronts, one on this side, and another on that side. Chapter 41, a description of the temple and of all the parts of it. And he brought me into the temple, and he measured the fronts 6 cubits broad on this side, and 6 cubits on that side, the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the gate was 10 cubits, and the sides of the gate 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. Then going inward, he measured the front of the gate 2 cubits, and the gate 6 cubits, and the breadth of the gate 7 cubits. And he measured the length thereof 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, before the face of the temple. And he said to me, This is the Holy of Holies. And he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits round about the house on every side. And the side chambers one by another were 23, and they bore outwards, that they might enter in through the wall of the house in sides round about, to hold in, and not to touch the wall of the temple. And there was a broad passage round about, going up by winding stairs, and it led into the upper loft of the temple all round. Therefore was the temple broader in the higher parts, and so from the lower parts they went to the higher by the midst. And I saw in the house the height round about, the foundations of the side chambers, which were the measure of a reed, the space of 6 cubits, and the thickness of the wall for the side chamber without, which was 5 cubits, and the inner house was within the side chambers of the house. And between the chambers was the breadth of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. And the door of the side chambers was turned towards the place of prayer. One door was toward the north, and another door was toward the south. And the breadth of the place for prayer was 5 cubits round about. And the building that was separate and turned to the way that looked toward the sea was 70 cubits broad. and the wall of the building 5 cubits thick round about, and 90 cubits long. And he measured the length of the house 100 cubits, and the separate building, and the walls thereof 100 cubits in length, and the breadth before the face of the house, and of the separate place toward the east 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building over against it, which was separated at the back of it, and the galleries on both sides 100 cubits, and the inner temple, and the porches of the court. The thresholds and the oblique windows, and the galleries round about on 3 sides, over against the threshold of every one, and floored with wood all round about. And the ground was up to the windows, and the windows were shut over the doors. And even to the inner house, and without all the wall round about, within and without, by measure. And there were cherubims and palm trees wrought, so that a palm tree was between a cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces. The face of a man was toward the palm tree on 1 side, and the face of a lion was toward the palm tree on the other side, set forth through all the house round about. From the ground even to the upper parts of the gate were cherubims and palm trees wrought in the wall of the temple. The threshold was 4 square, and the face of the sanctuary sight to sight. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and the length thereof was 2 cubits, and the corners thereof, and the length thereof, and the walls thereof, were of wood. And he said to me, This is the table before the Lord. And there were 2 doors in the temple and in the sanctuary. And in the 2 doors on both sides were 2 little doors, which were folded within each other. For there were 2 wickets on both sides of the doors. And there were cherubims also wrought in the doors of the temple, and the figures of palm trees like as were made on the walls, for which cause also the planks were thicker in the front of the porch without, upon which were the oblique windows, and the representation of palm trees on this side, and on that side, and the sides of the porch, according to the sides of the house, and the breadth of the walls. Chapter 42. A description of the courts, chambers, and other places belonging to the temple. And he brought me forth into the outward court by the way that leadeth to the north. And he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate building and over against the house toward the north. In the face of the north door was the length of 100 cubits and the breadth of 50 cubits. Over against the 20 cubits of the inner court and over against the pavement of the outward court that was paved with stone, where there was a gallery joined to a triple gallery. And before the chambers was a walk 10 cubits broad, looking to the inner parts of a way of 1 cubit, and their doors were toward the north. Where were the store chambers lower above? Because they bore up the galleries, which appeared above out of them from the lower parts, and from the midst of the building. For they were of 3 stories, and had not pillars, as the pillars of the courts. Therefore did they appear above out of the lower places, and out of the middle places, 50 cubits from the ground. And the outward wall that went about by the chambers, which were towards the outward court on the fore part of the chambers, was 50 cubits long. For the length of the chambers of the outward court was 50 cubits, and the length before the face of the temple 100 cubits. And there was under these chambers an entrance from the east for them that went into them out of the outward court. Breadth of the outward wall of the court that was toward the east, over against the separate building, and there were chambers before the building. And the way before them was like the chambers which were toward the north. They were as long as they, and as broad as they, and all the going in to them, and their fashions, and their doors were alike. According to the doors of the chambers that were towards the south, there was a door in the head of the way, which way was before the porch, separated towards the east, as one entereth in. And he said to me, The chambers of the north, at the chambers of the south, which are before the separate building, they are holy chambers, in which the priests shall eat that approach to the Lord into the holy of holies. There they shall lay the most holy things, and the offering for sin and for trespass, for it is a holy place. And when the priests shall have entered in, they shall not go out of the holy places into the outward court, but there they shall lay their vestments wherein they minister, for they are holy. They shall put on other garments, and so they shall go forth to the people. Now when he had made an end to measuring the inner house, he brought me out by the way of the gate that looked toward the east, And he measured it on every side round about. And he measured toward the east with the measuring reed 500 reeds with the measuring reed round about. And he measured toward the north 500 reeds with the measuring reed round about. And towards the south he measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed round about. And toward the west he measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. By the four winds he measured the wall thereof on every side round about, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits broad, making a separation between the sanctuary and the place of the people. Chapter 43. The glory of God returns to the new temple. The Israelites shall no more profane God's name by idolatry. The prophet is commanded to show them the dimensions and form of the temple and of the altar, with the sacrifices to be offered thereon. And he brought me to the gate that looked towards the east, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came in by the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and the earth shone with his majesty. And I saw the vision according to the appearance which I had seen when he came to destroy the city. And the appearance was according to the vision which I had seen by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face. And the majesty of the Lord went into the temple by the way of the gate that looked to the east. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the house was filled with the glory of the Lord. And I heard one speaking to me out of the house. And the man that stood by me said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and the house of Israel shall no more profane my holy name, they and their kings by their fornications, and by the carcasses of their kings, and by the high places. They who have set their threshold by my threshold, and their posts by my posts. And there was but a wall between me and them, and they profaned my holy name by the abominations which they committed, for which reason I consumed them in my wrath. Now therefore let them put away their fornications and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. But thou, son of man, show to the house of Israel the temple, and let them be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the building, and be ashamed of all that they have done. Show them the form of the house, and of the fashion thereof, the goings out and the comings in, and the whole plan thereof, and all its ordinances, and all its order, and all its laws, and thou shalt write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and its ordinances, and do them. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. All its border round about is most holy. This then is the law of the house. These are the measures of the altar by the truest cubit, which is a cubit and a handbreadth. The bottom thereof was a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and the border thereof unto its edge, and round about one handbreadth. And this was the trench of the altar. And from the bottom of the ground to the lowest brim, 2 cubits, and the breadth of 1 cubit, and from the lesser brim to the greater brim, 4 cubits, and the breadth of 1 cubit. And the aureole itself was 4 cubits, and from the aureole upward were 4 horns, and the aureole was 12 cubits long and 12 cubits broad, 4 square with equal sides. And the brim was 14 cubits long, and 14 cubits broad in the 4 corners thereof, and the crown round about it was 1/2 cubit, and the bottom of it 1 cubit round about, and the steps turned toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus saith the Lord God, These are the ceremonies of the altar, in what day soever it shall be made. The holocausts may be offered upon it, and blood poured out. And thou shalt give to the priests and the Levites that are of the race of Zadok, who approach to me, saith the Lord God, to offer to me a calf of the herd for sin. And thou shalt take of his blood, and shalt put it upon the 4 horns thereof, and upon the 4 corners of the brim, and upon the crown round about, and thou shalt cleanse and expiate it. And thou shalt take the calf that is offered for sin, and thou shalt burn him in a separate place of the house without the sanctuary. And in the second day thou shalt offer a he-goat without blemish for sin. And they shall expiate the altar, as they expiated it with the calf. And when thou shalt have made an end of the expiation thereof, thou shalt offer a calf of the herd without blemish, and a ram of the flock without blemish. And thou shalt offer them in the sight of the Lord, and the priests shall put salt upon them, and shall offer them a holocaust to the Lord. 7 days shalt thou offer a he-goat for sin daily. They shall offer also a calf of the herd, and a ram of the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they expiate the altar, and shall cleanse it, and they shall consecrate it. And the days being expired on the 8th day, and thenceforward, the priests shall offer your holocausts upon the altar, and the peace offerings, and I will be pacified towards you, saith the Lord God. Chapter 44. The east gate of the sanctuary shall be always shut. The uncircumcised shall not enter into the sanctuary, nor the Levites that have served idols, but the sons of Zadok shall do the priestly functions, who stood firm in the worst of times. And he brought me back to the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary, which looked towards the east, and it was shut. And the Lord said to me, This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall pass through it, because the Lord the God of Israel hath entered in by it, and it shall be shut. For the prince himself shall sit in it, to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter in by the way of the porch of the gate, and shall go out by the same way. And he brought me by the way of the north gate, in the sight of the house, and I saw, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. And the Lord said to me, Son of man, attend with thy heart, and behold with thy eyes, and hear with thy ears, all that I say to thee concerning all the ceremonies of the house of the Lord, and concerning all the laws thereof, and mark well the ways of the temple, with all the goings out of the sanctuary. Thou shalt say to the house of Israel that provoketh me, Thus saith the Lord God, Let all your wicked doings suffice you, O house of Israel, in that you have brought in strangers uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, and to defile my house, and you offer my bread the fat and the blood, and you have broken my covenant by all your wicked doings, and you have not kept the ordinances of my sanctuary, but you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus saith the Lord God, No stranger uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh shall enter into my sanctuary, no stranger that is in the midst of the children of Israel. Moreover, the Levites that went away far from me, when the children of Israel went astray, and have wandered from me after their idols, and have borne their iniquity, they shall be officers in my sanctuary, and doorkeepers of the gates of the house, and ministers to the house. They shall slay the holocausts and the victims of the people, and they shall stand in their sight to minister to them, because they ministered to them before their idols, and were a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel. Therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near to me, to do the office of priest to me, neither shall they come near to any of my holy things that are by the Holy of Holies, but they shall bear their shame and their wickednesses which they have committed. And I will make them doorkeepers of the house, for all the service thereof, and for all that shall be done therein. But the priests and Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept the ceremonies of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me, to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table, to minister unto me, and to keep my ceremonies. And when they shall enter in at the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments, neither shall any woolen come upon them, when they minister in the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen mitres on their heads, and linen breeches on their loins, and they shall not be girded with anything that causeth sweat. And when they shall go forth to the outward court to the people, they shall put off their garments wherein they ministered, and lay them up in the store chamber of the sanctuary, and they shall clothe themselves with other garments, and they shall not sanctify the people with their vestments. Neither shall they shave their heads, nor wear long hair, but they shall only pull their heads. And no priest shall drink wine when he is to go into the inner court. Neither shall they take to wife a widow, nor one that is divorced, But they shall take virgins of the seed of the house of Israel. But they may take a widow also, that is, the widow of a priest. And they shall teach my people the difference between holy and profane, and show them how to discern between clean and unclean. And when there shall be a controversy, they shall stand in my judgments, and shall judge. They shall keep my laws and my ordinances and all my solemnities, and sanctify my Sabbaths. And they shall come near no dead person, lest they be defiled, only their father and mother, and son and daughter, and brother and sister, that hath not had another husband, for whom they may become unclean. And after one is cleansed, they shall reckon unto him 7 days. And in the day that he goeth into the sanctuary to the inner court, to minister unto me in the sanctuary, he shall offer for his sin, saith the Lord God. And they shall have no inheritance. I am their inheritance. Neither shall you give them any possession in Israel, for I am their possession. They shall eat the victim both for sin and for trespass, and every vowed thing in Israel shall be theirs. And the firstfruits of all the firstborn, and all the libations of all things that are offered, shall be the priests. And you shall give the firstfruits of your meats to the priest, that he may return a blessing upon thy house. The priest shall not eat of anything that is dead of itself, or caught by a beast, whether it be fowl or cattle. Chapter 45. Portions of land for the sanctuary, for the city, and for the prince. Ordinances for the prince. And when you shall begin to divide the land by lot, separate ye first fruits to the Lord. A portion of the land to be holy, in length 25,000, and in breadth 10,000. It shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. And there shall be for the sanctuary on every side 500 by 500, foursquare round about, and 50 cubits for the suburbs thereof round about. And with this measure thou shalt measure the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the temple and the holy of holies. The holy portion of the land shall be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who come near to the ministry of the Lord, and it shall be a place for their houses and for the holy place of the sanctuary. And 25,000 of length and 10,000 of breadth shall be for the Levites that minister in the house. They shall possess 20 store chambers. And you shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad and 25,000 long, according to the separation of the sanctuary, for the whole house of Israel. For the prince also, on the one side and on the other side, according to the separation of the sanctuary, and according to the possession of the city, over against the separation of the sanctuary, and over against the possession of the city, from the side of the sea even to the sea, and from the side of the east even to the east, and the length according to every part from the west border to the east border. He shall have a portion of the land in Israel, and the princes shall no more rob my people, but they shall give the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Thus saith the Lord God, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Cease from iniquity and robberies, and execute judgment and justice. Separate your confines from my people, saith the Lord God. You shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bait. The ephah and the bait shall be equal, and of one measure, that the bait may contain the tenth part of a cor, and the ephah the tenth part of a cor. Their weight shall be equal, according to the measure of a cor. And the sickle hath 20 obols. Now 20 sickles, and 25 sickles, and 15 sickles, make a imnah. And these are the first fruits which you shall take: the sixth part of an ephah of a cor of wheat, and the sixth part of an ephah of a cor of barley. The measure of oil also, a bait of oil is the tenth part of a cor, and 10 baits make a cor, or 10 baits fill a cor. And 1 ram out of a flock of 200, of those that Israel feedeth for sacrifice, and for holocausts, and for peace offerings, to make atonement for them, saith the Lord God. All the people of the land shall be bound to these first fruits for the prince in Israel. And the prince shall give the holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the libations on the feasts, and on the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, and on all the solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall offer the sacrifice for sin and the holocaust and the peace offerings to make expiation for the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, In the first month, the first of the month, thou shalt take a calf of the herd without blemish, and thou shalt expiate the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering, and he shall put it on the posts of the house, and on the four corners of the brim of the altar, and on the posts of the gate of the inner court. And so shalt thou do in the seventh day of the month for every one that hath been ignorant and hath been deceived by error, and thou shalt make expiation for the house. In the first month, the 14th day of the month, you shall observe the solemnity of the Pasch. 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten. And the prince on that day shall offer for himself and for all the people of the land a calf for sin. And in the solemnity of the 7 days he shall offer for a holocaust to the Lord 7 calves, and 7 rams without blemish daily for 7 days, and for sin a he-goat daily. And he shall offer the sacrifice of an ephah for every calf, and an ephah for every ram, and a hin of oil for every ephah. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, in the solemn feast, he shall do the like for the 7 days, as well in regard to the sin offering as to the holocaust and the sacrifice and the oil. Chapter 46. Other ordinances for the prince and for the sacrifices. Thus saith the Lord God, The gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut for 6 days, on which work is done, but on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, yea, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of the gate from without, and he shall stand at the threshold of the gate, and the priest shall offer his holocaust and his peace offerings, and he shall adore upon the threshold of the gate, and shall go out. But the gate shall not be shut till the evening. And the people of the land shall adore at the door of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. And the holocaust that the prince shall offer to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish, and the sacrifice of an ephah for a ram, but for the lambs what sacrifice his hand shall allow, and a hin of oil for every ephah. And on the day of the new moon, a calf of the herd without blemish, and the 6 lambs, and the ram shall be without blemish. And he shall offer in sacrifice an ephah for a calf, an ephah also for a ram, but for the lambs, as his hand shall find, and a hin of oil for every ephah. And when the prince is to go in, let him go in by the way of the porch of the gate, and let him go out the same way. But when the people of the land shall go in before the Lord in the solemn feasts, he that goeth in by the north gate to a door shall go out by the way of the south gate, and he that goeth in by the way of the south gate shall go out by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go out at that over against it. And the prince in the midst of them shall go in when they go in, and go out when they go out. And in the fairs, and in the solemnities, there shall be the sacrifice of an ephah to a calf, and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs the sacrifice shall be as his hand shall find, and a hin of oil to every ephah. But when the prince shall offer a voluntary holocaust, or voluntary peace offerings to the Lord, the gate that looketh towards the east shall be opened to him, and he shall offer his holocaust and his peace offerings, as it is wont to be done on the Sabbath day. And he shall go out, and the gate shall be shut after he is gone forth. And he shall offer every day for a holocaust to the Lord a lamb of the same year without blemish. He shall offer it always in the morning. And he shall offer the sacrifice for it morning by morning, the 6th part of an ephah, and the 3rd part of a hin of oil to be mingled with the fine flour, a sacrifice to the Lord by ordinance continual and everlasting. He shall offer the lamb and the sacrifice and the oil morning by morning, an everlasting holocaust. Thus saith the Lord God, If the prince give a gift to any of his sons, the inheritance of it shall go to his children. They shall possess it by inheritance. But if he give a legacy out of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his until the year of release, and it shall return to the prince. But his inheritance shall go to his sons. And the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by violence, nor of their possession, but out of his own possession he shall give an inheritance to his sons, that my people be not dispersed, every man from his possession. And he brought me in by the entry that was at the side of the gate, into the chambers of the sanctuary that were for the priests, which looked toward the north. and there was a place bending to the west. And he said to me, This is the place where the priests shall boil the sin offering and the trespass offering, where they shall dress the sacrifice, that they may not bring it out into the outward court, and the people be sanctified. And he brought me into the outward court, and he led me about by the four corners of the court. And behold, there was a little court in the corner of the court. To every corner of the court there was a little court. In the four corners of the court were little courts disposed, 40 cubits long and 30 broad. All the four were of one measure. And there was a wall round about compassing the four little courts. And there were kitchens built under the rows round about. And he said to me, This is the house of the kitchens wherein the ministers of the house of the Lord shall boil the victims of the people. Chapter 47. The vision of the holy waters issuing out from under the temple. The borders of the land to be divided among the 12 tribes. And he brought me again to the gate of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house toward the east. For the forefront of the house looked toward the east, but the waters came down to the right side of the temple, to the south part of the altar. And he led me out by the way of the north gate, and he caused me to turn to the way without the outward gate, to the way that looked towards the east. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went out towards the east, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the water up to the ankles. And again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the water up to the knees. And he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the water up to the loins. And he measured 1,000, and it was a torrent, which I could not pass over, for the waters were risen so as to make a deep torrent, which could not be passed over. And he said to me, Surely thou hast seen, O son of man. And he brought me out, and he caused me to turn to the bank of the torrent. And when I had turned myself, behold, on the bank of the torrent were very many trees on both sides. And he said to me, These waters that issue forth toward the hillocks of sand to the east, and go down to the plains of the desert, shall go into the sea, and shall go out, and the waters shall be healed. And every living creature that creepeth whithersoever the torrent shall come shall live. And there shall be fishes in abundance after these waters shall come thither. And they shall be healed, and all things shall live to which the torrent shall come. And the fishers shall stand over these waters, from Engradi even to Engalim. There shall be drying of nets. There shall be many sorts of the fishes thereof, as the fishes of the great sea, a very great multitude. But on the shore thereof, and in the fenny places, they shall not be healed, because they shall be turned into salt pits. And by the torrent on the banks thereof, on both sides, shall grow all trees that bear fruit. Their leaf shall not fall off, and their fruit shall not fail. Every month shall they bring forth first fruits, because the waters thereof shall issue out of the sanctuary. And the fruits thereof shall be for food, and the leaves thereof for medicine. Thus saith the Lord God, This is the border by which you shall possess the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel, for Joseph hath a double portion. And you shall possess it, every man in like manner as his brother, concerning which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And this land shall fall unto you for a possession. And this is the border of the land, toward the north side, from the great sea, by the way of Hethalon, as men go to Sedada, Emath, Berotha, Sabarim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Emath, the house of Tikon, which is by the border of Oron. And the border from the sea even to the court of Enon shall be the border of Damascus, and from the north to the north, the border of Emath, this is the north side. And the east side is from the midst of Oron, and from the midst of Damascus, and from the midst of Galad, and from the midst of the land of Israel, Jordan making the bound to the east sea, and thus you shall measure the east side. And the south side southward is from Thamar, even to the waters of contradiction of Cades, and the torrent even to the great sea. And this is the south side southward. And the side toward the sea is the great sea from the borders straight on, till thou come to Emath. This is the side of the sea. And you shall divide this land unto you by the tribes of Israel, and you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance to you, and to the strangers that shall come over to you, that shall beget children among you. And they shall be unto you as men of the same country, born among the children of Israel. They shall divide the possession with you in the midst of the tribes of Israel. And in what tribe soever the stranger shall be, there shall you give him possession, saith the Lord God. End of side 2. Please fast forward.